Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. My name is Rick Cooper and I'm excited that you're with me today. I've got a lot of great information to share with you on the call. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rickc@ericlofholm.com. And a great place to be while you're on the call on the internet would be out in our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. And what I recommend is when you find that group, make sure that you add it to your list of favorites on Facebook. If you don't know how to do that, and next to any one of the groups that are out there on Facebook, you can hover over it, look for the little pencil icon that appears to the left of it, click on that, and then click the button that says Add to Favorites, and then your favorites will appear in the top of the navigation on your home page of Facebook. You'll see your favorites there, and so if you've got, say, 5 or 10 different groups there, it'll make it easy to find those versus all the others that are just down randomly in your group list. And when you go out there, go ahead and post a message to say hello. And during the call, I want to encourage you to share your takeaways, what you're learning on the call. And let's set a goal for today's call of having 20 comments. So I'll have a goal of 20. And if we reach that, then I'll go ahead and bump up the goal. But we can start there. By the way, if you try to go to the link that I included in the email and you can't get out there for whatever reason, if it's telling you you can't get access to it, the Facebook group is a secret group, which means I have to add you to the group. And before we do that, you need to add me as a friend on Facebook. So you can visit my personal page at facebook.com/RickSCooper, S as in Sam, and then go ahead and click on the button Add Me as a Friend, and then send me a private message to ask me to add you to the Sales Technology Training group. Also, you can access the audio and the video recordings of our calls out on our membership page, and I included the link in the email message that I sent out, so make sure you go out there. You can download the audio MP3 files and listen to those. And each week as we go through the program, I upload the recording. Sometimes the recordings are available within 24 hours. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days to get them up there. It just depends on what's on my plate and what has to be done. I'm doing that in addition to doing coaching, training, and done-for-you services for clients. So sometimes I fall a little bit behind on getting the membership files uploaded. But you can always send me an email message or send me a message on Facebook to remind me, and I can prioritize that to get it done. All right, one other final announcement before we get started. I wanted to remind you that we have a series of webinars that we're doing this month on social media marketing. In fact, I'll go ahead and share this link in the on the pinned post that we have out on Facebook. So I'm going to say sign up for the social media marketing webinars at, and include the link there. And so the next one is going to be coming up, I believe it's tomorrow. Let me do a double check on that. I'll give you the exact date and time. It's going to be on Wednesday, March 12th at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So the there's 4 webinars. We did one last week. There's one tomorrow, and then also on March 19th and 26th. So make sure that you join us for those. That's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And I posted a link out in the group. And I think I'll also set up, you know, in fact, I think I'll set up another reminder within or an invitation within Facebook in the Facebook group. Let me just make a note of that real quick. 3/12 webinar. Okay, so I'll get that posted. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. And again, as I go through the content, make sure that you're sharing your takeaways, what you're learning out in the Facebook group, unless, of course, you're driving or doing something else, which would not allow you to do that. So today our topic is on opt-in forms to generate appointment leads. And we've talked a little bit, we've touched a little bit on this topic in some of the other modules, but I wanted to spend more time specifically related to an opt-in form on how to generate an appointment lead. So the concept here, it's got a couple main components to this idea. You have your email marketing system where people can opt in and then give you permission to market to them over time. you have a web page where you would give people an opportunity to opt in. And then on top of that, the specific free offer, instead of having something like a free report or an audio program or a video, it is to offer an appointment. So you have to give people a compelling reason why they would want to be on an appointment with you. So there has to be something that you're going to share or educate them about or talk to them about that would provide them with value. It's not enough just to say, I'm going to talk to you about my products and services. That's not going to be a compelling reason for them to want to request it. So there's something that you need to do to create value in the appointment that would give them a reason why they would want to talk to you. And that becomes then the focus of the opt-in page to encourage them to then schedule this appointment with you. So what kind of appointments have you done in the past that were able to create value? What are the benefits of people having an appointment with you? What can you teach them? What can you educate them about? So let's just take a moment right now. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to think about this. So I want you to do an exercise where you go out to the Facebook group and you let me know give me three benefits of what people will get from being on an appointment with you. So go ahead, take a moment, type those out, and then go ahead and you can copy and paste them into the group, into our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. So I want to give you 2 minutes to do that right now, and then I'll come back here within 2 minutes. If you're just joining me on the call right now, we're doing an exercise. The exercise is to come up with three benefits that people will get from having an appointment with you. And I want you to go out and post that into our Sales Technology Training Program Facebook group. So go ahead and think about that, do it now, and go post it in the group. All right. I'm going to go check out in the Facebook group in a couple minutes, but I wanted to continue on and share a few ideas. So if you're still working on your benefits, keep working on it and go ahead and post them out in the group, and then I'll come back here in a moment. Now, let's talk about the technology to make this strategy happen. So there's a couple of different ways that you can do this. One of the best practices would be to create a lead capture page. A lead capture page or an opt-in page, which we've already talked about in a prior module, is essentially a web page where the only option is to opt in. You need an opt-in form. An opt-in form is a place where people can type in their name and email address and maybe even their phone number, and then that information goes into the system and then into your email marketing system, and now you have an ability to market to them over time. So it could very well be that somebody who's going out to fill out this form might already be on your email list, and that's okay. People can opt in to your email list again more than one time. They're already officially opted in. Sometimes people might have opted out in the past, and therefore when they opt in again, it brings them back onto your list. So there's a reason to have, you know, give people multiple opportunities over time to opt into your list. So instead of offering, something like a free report or an audio program or a video, an opt-in page that's used to generate an appointment request is focused on giving people the reasons why they would want to have a conversation with you. And so obviously you need to tie in and tell them what the benefits are, because that's what's going to motivate people to take action. Now, I'm looking out on the Facebook page here, and Tom Holt has just posted three benefits. He said, know the range of identity theft, what the bad guys can do. So that's one of the benefits of an appointment with Tom. Number two, know how you can minimize your exposure to identity theft. And number three, know a service that can protect you from identity theft. So Tom's listed out then three benefits of having an appointment with him. So I want to encourage everyone else to go out and do this exercise because, you know, see, once you know this information, once you know the benefits of the appointment, you can use it in multiple ways. You could use it in email copy. You could use it in a blog post. You could post it out on social media. So there's all sorts of ways that you can use it to get people into action to contact you. By the way, right now we're up at 7 comments. Our goal right now is for 20. And in fact, we've had a few other folks join us on the call today, so I'm going to just up the comment goal to 30. Checking out there, we've got Judy Flannery's on the line, Tom Holtis, CJ Jones, Real Cook, Pamela Famasaran is here, Teresa Rippey, Les Jarvila, Roy Rasmussen, and Brian Hearn. So we've got lots of folks that are out there. Unless you're driving, I want you out in the group and participating. And if for whatever reason you can't get into the Facebook group, go add me as a friend and then let me know, or even just send me an email message and I can follow up after the call today and get you in there so you can participate. CJ Jones says three benefits of an appointment with her are that people will learn the five steps of forgiveness. They'll learn how to turn a tale of woe into a hero story and how to change your attitude to one of gratitude. She says benefits of these will allow people to have better relationships. So that's really kind of a fourth benefit there. That's kind of the benefit of the benefit of what they'll get. So great job, CJ, for taking action and sharing that. And again, for everybody else, continue working on that and get it posted out there while we're going through the call today. So what can you offer someone that will encourage them to book an appointment? Good question. So first of all, the appointment itself is the main thing that they would be opting in for. But there's nothing to stop you from providing a bonus. And a lot of people miss this opportunity. They just don't see it there. And so what you want to think about is give people, people have a need for immediate gratification. And so if they're submitting a request for an appointment, number one, they don't know when that appointment's going to be. Now, remember that we have talked on previous calls about using an online appointment calendaring system. So let me just talk about that for a moment because this is a different strategy than using an online appointment calendaring system, although both of these systems could be integrated together. Remember what Eric Lofholm talks about, sales technology integration, integrating technology into the sales process. So this is a perfect example of it. So you can have two systems working for you. Now, why would you have two separate steps? Why wouldn't you just want to have one step? Good question. Well, one of the reasons is that there's a need to build your email list. So if you want to be able to market to people over time, if you want to be able to send out sales messages to people over time, then you really need to build your email list. Because once somebody opts in, then you can send out multiple messages. That's a different strategy than just having somebody book an appointment with you. If they book an appointment with you, they go out, they look at your calendar, they pick a time, and then once they pick that time, then the appointment is set. But that's not a permission marketing system. It's not capturing the email address so that you can then send out future emails. It's only just a one-step process, a one-time process that allows them to book appointment, unless, of course, they go out and book another appointment at some point. So there's a value in having two steps for this process. One is to have them request the appointment, and then which opts them into your email marketing system. And then number two, to send them a request to go out and book an appointment with you online. So you can have that all in the same process, but it's two different systems, two different tools in order to be able to accomplish that. Now, let me talk for a moment then about a bonus. What can you offer as a bonus? Good question. So you could have some type of a free offer like a free report, or an audio, or even a video. So a simple technique would actually be to record a video. You could upload it to YouTube or even a site like Vimeo.com. And then you could take that video and you could put it onto your website. And so after people fill out the form to request the appointment, then you could send them to a page where it has the video to watch. One of the benefits of that is in that video, you could talk to them about the value of the appointment. You can get them excited about it. You could even give them some homework to do in advance of the appointment. So the video could have a purpose to increase the likelihood that they'll show up for the appointment, but it can also deliver value too. It can share information or ideas. So when you put that as a bonus on the page where they're opting in to request your appointment, then you would also mention the video and talk to them about what they're going to learn in the video. How long does the video need to be? Well, probably for this type of purpose, you could do a video anywhere from about 5 to 10 minutes. Because they're opting in, they're going to expect something a little bit longer than you would just find, say, a video that people are sharing out on YouTube that's getting shared on social media. So you can take a little bit longer to explain an idea in depth in that kind of environment. And the other thing is you could send out an email autoresponder message. And I don't want to throw too much technology at you all at once here on the call, but these are all different tools to help automate your marketing. By the way, speaking of automating your marketing, I have an upcoming teleseminar that I'm going to be doing tomorrow on 6 keys to automate your marketing, and I encourage you to attend that. I'll share that out on the Facebook group a little later this afternoon, and so you'll be able to find details there and participate in it. And I encourage you also to share that with your friends as well. You can share it on your own Facebook page and let other people know about it. Now, let me talk for a moment about the different types of appointments that you might have. So, first of all, when you offer to have an appointment with somebody, you should give that appointment a name. You shouldn't call it an appointment. Appointment is pretty boring and generic. We call it an appointment because that's what it is to us. It's an appointment. It's a meeting. It's a sales presentation. But from a customer or a prospect standpoint, you want to give that appointment a name because the name of the appointment creates more value for it. So let me give you some ideas, and you'll find these in your notes that I emailed out. And I'm just going to run through the list. Strategy session, discovery session, health consultation, health assessment, marketing strategy session, financial review, insurance assessment. These are all examples, and some of them might be specific to a certain industry. One of my clients who's on the call today, CJ Jones, is a forgiveness coach. So she does training and coaching around the topic of forgiveness. So CJ, for you, you might do something like a forgiveness discovery session or something like that. So you could take whatever the topic is that that you're an expert in, and you could put that in the name of the appointment and then add something else into it. You don't necessarily have to call it a session. You could call it a consultation. You could call it – some people call it a coaching session. So you just have to find the thing that works for you. You might have to brainstorm a couple different names to come up with something. But I want you to adopt that mindset. I want you to come up with a title. In fact, why don't we do that as another exercise while we're here on the call? So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to come up with a name for your appointment. What are you going to call your appointment when you're sharing that with prospective customers or clients? So go ahead and take 2 minutes now and go ahead and post that out in the group. If you've just joined us on the call, we're right in the middle of an exercise right now. I encouraged you to come up with a name for your appointment. What do you want to call your appointments? And this is something that should be a benefit-oriented statement that gets people connected to the value that you're going to deliver during the appointment. So go ahead and come up with that and go ahead and post that out in our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. All right. Well, you can continue to work on that. I'm going to go pop out in the group in a few minutes, and I'm going to read off some of those. It looks like we've got a lot more activity in the group. We're up to about 17 comments, so keep going on that. In fact, I'm going to bump up our comment count, our goal to 40 comments. So new goal of 40 comments. All right. Let me talk about the process of creating an opt-in form, because for a lot of people, they might be a little bit confused about how to do that. So first of all, you need some type of an email marketing system. I use a tool called One Shopping Cart, and I've had good fortune to use that over the years, and it's super simple to create opt-in forms and then go and embed those onto web pages. Really what happens in the process is that when you create the form, it will share that, or it will create the HTML code, and then you copy and paste that out onto a web page. Now, in some cases, you might be using some other kind of computer tools or software that allows you to create a more fancy-looking opt-in form. I use a tool called OptimizePress, and you know, that's a great tool for being able to create great-looking lead capture pages, for instance. But you have to have that HTML code coming from your system. And if you're using a tool like the OptimizePress, you have to make sure that the system you're using is actually compatible with it. And I've run into some cases with other clients who are using a system that isn't really designed to function for that, and you run into problems. So, you know, it's a good idea to go with a mainstream software that everybody else is using that works effectively. And if you have problems with that, then you can always switch to another system and get to a system which works more effectively for it. So so generally, when you're creating the form within your email marketing system, you have to tell it a couple things. You have to tell it what fields that you want to include. And for my lead capture pages, I always ask for name, email, and phone. For my system, I ask for full name in one field. For some other systems, like for Infusionsoft, it requires the first name and the last name fields to be separate. So you have to find out what that is for your specific system, and then share that, or and then use that. And then the other thing you need is you need to know where you want to redirect people after that. So what happens is that you can have a redirect link, which gives people then an opportunity to, or it redirects them to a success page. And so if you implement that, then it gives people the opportunity then to fill out the form, and then it takes them to a web page where you can give them the next step, whatever the next step is. So if it's booking an appointment, maybe you include a link out to Timetrade there. Now, another, so, you know, what type of email marketing system are you using? I think there might be a benefit of sharing what you're using to see if there might be some other people within the group that you can partner up with and talk to about email marketing strategies. So what I want you to do now is go out to the group and go ahead and post what email marketing system that you're using out there. So go ahead and do that now. And meanwhile, I'll kind of move on to the next topic here. So how do you follow up with somebody who requests an appointment? Good question. Well, the first step is that you want to follow up by sending them to a success page, so what I just talked about, because people want to be able to take action right now. And so if your next step is – and so first of all, you have to think about what is the process that you're going to use to book the appointment. So there's a couple different options here. Number one, your process might be to pick up the phone and call them. So obviously having their phone number might be an important thing in order to accomplish that. So if that's the case, then you want to make sure that you ask for their phone number. What happens if they don't give you the phone number? Well, if you've got their email address, then you're probably going to have to send an email address to contact them. Number two, you could follow up by email. So you could send them an email and you could say, here are three possible times to set our appointment. And so you could use that as an opportunity to book the appointment. That can kind of be a pain because it takes time and effort to, you know, come up with three unique times. And then what happens if you give several people the same time and then they all respond back and they all want the same time? Now you're overbooked, or now you have to follow up with one of them and then pick another time. And so the strategy to follow up would be that you could have a single autoresponder message that goes out automatically that gives people particular instructions. So again, if you're using some type of an online scheduling tool, then that's going to give people the opportunity to fill out or to click on the link, go out, take a look at your calendar, and then select an appointment. You could also set up an autoresponder series. You could have a couple messages that go out. So you might want to think about, what you want to implement. You know, what is it that, what is the process that you want? And why don't you go out, I don't want to have you doing too many things out in the Facebook group, but I think there's a value in getting everybody sharing. So why don't you go out and post in the group and let everybody know what is your strategy? Do you plan to follow up by phone? Do you want people to contact you by email and then respond back? Or do you want to use an online scheduling system? All right, so I'm popping out in the Facebook group right now. I'm going to read a couple posts off there, and then I'll come back and share a few more ideas. CJ says, that's a great idea to offer an appointment. Absolutely. Roy Rasmussen is on the call and says, hi, everyone. Judy Flannery is here, and she says, three benefits to have an appointment with me are, and then there's nothing else. So let's see. Oh, it jumps forward. She says, you will learn how to take care of your health concerns using natural medicine that will be cheaper. And let's see, here's another one. They will be safer and more effective with no side effects. Perfect. That's two. And let's see, here we go. Third is, I invite you to set a time with me to create a plan for your health using natural medicine. Okay, perfect. Great job, Judy, for getting specific on those. Let's see. Real Cook says, looking for more an opt-in rather than booking an appointment. So for Real, he's looking at how to get people to opt into his email list rather than booking an appointment. So it sounds like you're not wanting to run appointments one-on-one. So we did cover a module a few modules ago talking specifically about opt-in forms and giving some more strategies. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that recording if you weren't on that call, or just go back and listen to it again. It's a good idea, in fact, to listen to each one of these calls multiple times, because I share a lot of technical information on these calls, and sometimes as you're listening to it, you might miss some of the details. So I encourage you to go back and listen to it. The other thing is, you know, sometimes you may not understand some of the terms that I'm discussing. So if you, by the way, if you have any questions about what I'm talking about, or if you want me to go into more detail or explain it in simpler terms, feel free to share that in the Facebook group. If you say, I don't know what a blank is, can you please explain what that is? Feel free to post those types of questions, and I can explain it a little bit more in detail. All right, let me share a few more ideas here. So how do you run an appointment? So that's a good question. How do you get into action to actually run that appointment? So what does that mean to run an appointment? How long does an appointment need to be? What do you talk about? How should you structure the appointment? So it really depends on what you're offering, and it depends on who your audience is and how much time do you think you can get with them. For some people, it might be unreasonable to take up 30 minutes of their time. So you need to understand for your audience what is reasonable. Can you, are they expecting, would they be willing to spend 10 or 15 minutes with you? Would they spend 20 minutes with you? Would they spend 30? Would they spend an hour with you? Oftentimes in coaching sessions, I've spent upwards of 30, 45, or even 45 minutes or even an hour on calls, because I'm asking a lot of questions, I'm sharing ideas and information, and then I take time usually at the end to share some type of a specific program that would be a good fit for them. So it just depends on what your specific needs are. So you want to get clear about how long that appointment is going to be. And then you want to be able to, you want to figure out what the process is. So for part of your appointments, you should probably work from a script. You should take the time to think about, you should think about the sequence of the appointment. What are you going to do at specific points? And part of your appointment, part of a one-on-one appointment, should be asking questions. You want to have a series of questions that you can ask. And asking questions is going to help you to identify needs during those appointments. In fact, this is a topic that Eric Laufholm covers in his Silver Protégé program. He's talking about what you can, what you should be doing during an appointment that's going to help you to increase your results. But ultimately, take the time to script things out, Take the time to practice it. You don't want to necessarily read from a script, but you want to understand what it is that you want to accomplish during that appointment. And how should you follow up after the appointment? So let's say that you've already had the appointment, you've had the discussion, you make a specific offer, and let's say that they don't decide to move forward. So then what happens? Well, in most cases, you're probably going to follow up afterwards. So you want to figure out when to follow up, how often to follow up, and you might follow up multiple times. And you also want to think about what are you going to discuss on those points? Is it going to be a phone call? Is it going to be an email message? Is it going to be a message out through Facebook or some other social media site? So think about the different ways that you can communicate with them that would encourage them to want to, sign up and work with you, either to register or to purchase whatever product that it is that you're offering. All right, let me go back out to the Facebook group. All right, let's see here. Roy says, what can you offer as a bonus for an appointment incentive? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people miss out on that opportunity. That allows you to stack the value, give people additional value in the appointment. CJ says, what time is your teleseminar tomorrow? Let's see. I'm going to share that out in the Facebook group here. And so I'll share the link out in a moment. Then CJ says, different types of appointments. Give it a name. How about a resentment review? it has alliteration, but the problem is a term like resentment, it might repel your prospective clients. So, and that's not a good outcome. So, I think it, something that really gets them thinking about, you think about the problem. So the problem is they're probably experiencing resentment around somebody else. But I would think I would have it focused on the more positive side, something about, unlocking their emotions or something like that. So just think about what are the benefits that they're going to get, what are the positive aspects of the conversation. Maybe it's something focused around release, like an emotional release, session or something like that. So just kind of brainstorm some different ideas. You might also run that past some of your clients to get some feedback. All right, let me see here. Oh, Roy says, what was the question again? I think I asked a couple questions. Oh, it was the titling your appointment, Roy. So for you, it might be some kind of like a copywriting review or something like that. Okay. Real says, give a name for your appointment, Roy. Good. Thanks for jumping in, Real. Tom says, appointment title, protect yourself from identity theft. I think it's a good statement, but it's not a title of an appointment. So that might be like a benefit statement that you use in describing it. But for you, it might just be, it could be something like an identity theft review or identity theft prevention session or something. So, you should probably have identity theft in there, but you would want to have some other word in there to describe. Or maybe identity theft consultation. That's a pretty simple one. That might work good for you. Roy says, name for my appointment would be initial consultation or free initial consultation, depending on the situation. To me, that's too generic because it's not speaking to the benefits of the appointment or what you're trying to accomplish. So, you wouldn't necessarily probably want to do a copywriting review because that would involve them sending you copy and then reviewing it. But maybe it's a copywriting strategy session. And it's not necessarily that you have to write copy for them. And again, it just depends on what, if you want to have it targeted around a specific program or service that you're offering. And by the way, that's another great thought is that you can have multiple appointments. So if you have different products, you could have a different appointment that you offer. Over the years, I've developed probably upwards of 10 different appointment sessions, different strategies, different questions, and then leading toward a different program or service that I offer. So, you know, it's important to get one done and get it implemented, because then you can turn around and implement another one as time goes on. So think about what you can do that will get you into action to accomplish that. All right, let's see. Roy says, thanks, Real. And CJ says, betrayal assessment. I like discovery session. I'd put forgiveness in the title, but that turns people away because they don't want to forgive. That's where I think maybe the emotional release piece might be good. I don't know if that's the exact right term, but maybe something with emotions. But it's getting them connected to the feeling that they want, because the feeling that they have is maybe anger, maybe frustration, maybe, as you said, resentment. And so it's getting them thinking toward what they want, maybe even something around happiness. So just keep brainstorming to come up with it. But, yeah, I mean, it could be that betrayal might connect with somebody, or maybe that's one of the things that you mention is to – because here's the thing, is that people love to complain. So, you know, if you can indicate that you're going to give them some kind of release to allow them to talk about something, you know, people will probably be more than happy to do that. If they feel like they can, you know, spend a little bit of time complaining and kind of railing on about somebody, not that that's going to be positive for them, but they could feel that that might be a benefit. All right. And I'm sharing the link for the teleseminar tomorrow. That's March 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific. I just shared that in the group, so you should be able to scroll down lower on the page and see that there. I'm going to do a refresh here in a moment, take a look myself. Real says, Carolyn, how about learning how to forgive and forget? That's a good topic, Real. That feels more like a teleseminar topic to me, you know, which is good. And again, you can mention that as a benefit, but I would have either the word consultation, session, review, assessment, or something like that in the title for the appointment. And ultimately, you can mention a couple things there as far as what people are going to get from that. Okay, good. Yeah, it looks like the appointment or the invitation for the teleseminar tomorrow did post in the group, so you can click on the link there. You just have to scroll down above the pinned post and you'll find it. Looks like we're up to 32 comments, so great job. Keep them coming. Let me share a few more ideas, and I'll come back and read a few more posts from you out in the group. So a lot of great interaction in there. Our goal is 40 today, so keep posting. All right, let's talk a little bit about this script writing process. I have the great opportunity of being a member of Eric Lofholm's Silver, Gold, and Platinum Protégé programs. And in his Gold Protégé program, he teaches the process of scripting. So he goes into great detail about techniques to use scripting. And so in this case, there's actually two potential scripts here. One is appointment setting script, and that would be, for instance, a script that you would use if you were picking up the phone and calling someone to book an appointment. And then the other script would actually be the presentation script, which is what you would use when you're actually talking to clients. And that's where you would part of the script would be welcoming them to the call, where you're talking to them, build rapport with them, asking questions, potentially telling customer stories, sharing the benefit that you offer, and then ultimately explaining the specific product, service, or program that you have, and then extending an invitation for them to purchase, sign up, or register for what it is that you're offering. And so the script needs to be, ultimately you want to create a powerful persuasive script, but in the beginning it's just creating a script. You know, create a baseline script based on what you're already doing, and then you can improve and optimize that script going forward. But it's getting down and writing what you're currently doing. All right, let me share another technique here. which is to use online videos. So there are all sorts of ways that you can use online videos in your business. You could use it on the front end to be able to generate leads. But in this case, let's talk about videos in relation to getting people to appointments. So, of course, you could do a video and invite people to book an appointment with you. So this is where we start stacking and layering the strategies one on top of another. So if you created an opt-in form where people could register for an appointment, then you could turn around and you could create a video or even a series of videos where you invited people to go out to your website and to schedule that appointment. So, for instance, let me go back out to the group again, and let's see who had a good title for theirs. Let's see here. Let's say, for instance, for Tom. So for Tom Holtis, if he did an identity theft consultation. So what Tom could do is he could create a video and he could talk about one of the risks of identity theft. So he could say something like, if someone steals your credit card, then one of the ways that that could end up hurting you is that they could actually take that card, they could walk into a store, and they could actually purchase products with your card. And so now there are expenses on your card that you didn't make. And you know, while you might be able to contact the credit card company and ask them to remove the charge, that's still going to be a pain. That still creates work for you. And so there's a hassle factor in terms of being able to do that. Now, if you'd like to learn about, what other risks you might face from identity theft, I encourage you to contact me to schedule a free identity theft consultation. And the way to do that is to go to trholtis.com/blank-blank-blank and fill out the form to schedule your identity theft consultation. So that's an example of a script that Tom could use in a video. You want to think about how you could create an online video. What is the title of your appointment? What is a video that you could create? And then how would you invite people at the end of that video to go out and schedule that appointment with you? And you could literally create a couple different videos, and then you could share those videos out on social media. You could send out an email and encourage people to go out and watch the videos. You could take the videos and embed them on your blog or on other websites. There are all sorts of ways that you can leverage that. That's part of the value of being able to implement these strategies online. And so now you have systems in place that will automatically book appointments for you. You just have to get the word out there. You just have to get people out to your webpage to go fill out the form. Is this a valuable strategy? Absolutely, right? All right, checking back out in the Facebook group here. CJ says, I'm changing from Enid and MailChimp to AWeber. Good. AWeber is a good system. I think that one will be good for you, Carolyn, so great to hear that. Judy says, I do not have a system but would like to develop one. Okay, so it sounds like Judy wants to be able to have some type of an email marketing system, so that's great. Tom says his email marketing system is Build Lasting Success, which integrates in with his company, Legal Shield. Great job, Tom. CJ says, going from eBiz, not Enid. That was a mistype. Okay, good to know that. Thanks, CJ. Roy says, phone works best for me, sometimes supplemented by email. All right, very good. So what Roy would want to do then is when they fill out the opt-in form, to be able to, he could just ask him right then. He could say, I'll follow up with you in a couple days, or say within 48 hours. Otherwise, you could pick up the phone and call me now. One of the disadvantages of asking that is if they're reading your message like at late night, you don't want them picking up the phone right then. So you could say, you could give your business hours. I'm available between the hours of blank and blank. Give me a call then. Or if you just wanted to be the one calling them, then in fact, you know, one thing you could do if you're going to drive to a phone call, then on the opt-in page, you could actually include a field to ask them what's the best time to reach you. And that way they're telling you up front when is the best time to call them over the phone. And it might be different for each person. Tom says people can contact me by email, phone, snail mail, and other types of communication that will reach me. Very good. CJ says okay on resentment review. Okay, so CJ likes the she says a good idea on emotional release session. I'll give this question to clients. Good. And that's a good idea. You can share this with clients and say which one would you be more likely to attend. And you could also even test it. See, I mean, if you like a specific idea, like if you like both of those, then you could just try it out. Write up an email, for instance, and send it out and say, hey, I'm offering a free resentment review. If you'd like to request a session, then, you know, give them instructions on how to do that. So you can just try it out and test it and see which one gets a better result. That's the wonderful thing about marketing, is that you can try out multiple options. CJ says, thanks, Real. How about something like a letting go session? Yeah, I like that. That's a good one, too. Great job. It's another good idea. All right, keep posting out there. I'll go out there and check in a moment. We've got about 13 minutes left on the call. If you have any other questions, post them out there. If you have any other best practices that you've implemented over the years related to setting appointments, go ahead and share that. I'm seeing a couple other posts out on the page. Judy posted on a different post out there and said, name Empowered Health Plan. I think that's what she means for the appointment. Yeah, I think that could work, Empowered Health Plan. Or Empowered Health Planning Session, maybe. That way it focuses in not just on the plan, but the planning session. Okay, looks like we're up to 33 comments, but I'm not seeing any others out there right now. So keep posting. This part of the call today is the audience participation portion. So let me see if there's any other things I can delve into related to our topic here. I do encourage you to go back and listen to the module on opt-in pages. That will give you more of the specifics about talking about, like the banner to include on a page, of the headlines, how to have the form on there, what copy to write on the page, also including your photo and your bio. Those are important in establishing you as an expert. People also want to know who they're talking to, so having a picture on there puts a name with a face. Okay. You know, you can also do some one-up follow. Oh, you know, and let me talk about this for a moment. So whenever you use an appointment setting strategy, and, you know, especially this where you have the initial opt-in page, there's going to be a percentage of people that follow through and book the appointment and a percentage who don't. And so, you know, you're going to call, you're going to email, and you're going to book what you're going to book. And then you have the rest of everybody, the people who didn't respond. Now what do you do? So obviously you want to continue following up over time. So what's the best way to do that? Is it just to, you know, put them on like a 30-day tickler list where you pick up the phone and call them every 30 days and check in? You could set up, for instance, an autoresponder series to follow up. And that way it's just kind of automated. You just add them to the list and say there's a series of 7 email messages that go out. Now, obviously, if they take the action to book the appointment, you have to make sure you go back and take them off that list. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty annoying to keep getting messages asking them to book the appointment when they've already done it. So just be aware that if you implement a strategy like that, you have to manually go in and take them off of that list so they no longer get any other messages on the list. As part of implementing the system, sometimes there might be a manual step that you have to have in that process. Okay. Going out to the Facebook page and doing a refresh there. Let me also pop out to email and see if we have any messages coming in there. By the way, I'll just mention this right now. One of the things I've been doing lately with people is scheduling Google Hangouts, like a one-on-one Google Hangout. And as a member of the Sales Technology Training Program, you also have the opportunity to schedule a coaching session with me. So let's offer two things here. If you want to do a Google Hangout, go ahead and post in the group and let me know, and I'll follow up to get that scheduled. That's probably going to be about 6 to 8 weeks out. I've got a waiting list right now on those. If you want to get a coaching session scheduled, then probably the best way to do that would be to send me an email. So you can send me an email at rickc@ericlofholm.com, rickc@ericlofholm.com, and then go ahead and contact me and let me know that you want to schedule the coaching session that you got when you signed up for the program. And then I'll follow up with a link to schedule that. Okay, let's see. I do see a message out on the Facebook group. Real says, broadcast to your list versus autoresponder. So let me just speak to that point. So within an email marketing system, you have two primary ways that you can communicate. You can send a broadcast message, which is the one-off message that you send out. You can either send it out like immediately, or you could schedule it to go out in the future, versus an autoresponder message. So typically, autoresponder messages usually are on the back end of a process, like someone opts in and now you subscribe them to an autoresponder list. And in most cases, you can do that automatically. And so a broadcast message might be sent out in order to offer to have people sign up. And let me see here. Hang on just a second. Real's also posting out there with my email address. I just typed it in. It's rickc@ericlawfilm.com, so I shared that within the Facebook group. So if you want to email me to schedule the coaching session, go ahead and do that. So the broadcast message is great if you're going to send an initial email message, for instance, and then encourage them to go out and click to book the appointment. And then the autoresponder message would probably be on the back end after they've opted in to request that appointment. All right, I've got about 6 minutes to go before we wrap up here. So let's talk a little bit about the copy. What copy do you need to have on a lead capture page or on an opt-in page that would encourage people to want to request the appointment? So clearly you want to have the benefits, and usually I will list out benefits like as a list of bullet points, because bullet points will grab people's attention. As they're reading the page, they'll see the bullet points, and that will encourage them to want to take action. But you can talk a little bit about the problem. So, for instance, for CJ, related to her, let's say it's a resentment review, then she would have to explain why resentment is a problem. So she might say something like, have you been sick in the last year? Have you ever feel like you're tired or worn out? Have you ever had a conversation with someone like where you felt like you were disconnected from them? It could be that one of the reasons why you're feeling this way is because you're holding on to some feelings around someone who might have betrayed you, blah, blah, blah. So, that's the kind of nature of the copy that you would have to have there, is you would talk about the problem. You want to really explain why this is an issue. You have to create a demand, a need for why they would want to talk to you. And part of what you're doing is you're promising a little bit of release based on the conversation. Now, part of the problem here is that you don't want to solve the problem entirely within the appointment, because if you solve the problem, then, what's the reason for offering whatever it is that you're offering? So you have to be careful about that. And this happens a lot of times for coaches or consultants, is that they get into it and dig into it during the appointment, and then they end up solving the problem. And there's no reason to sign up or pay for their service. So you have to be careful about that. And so sometimes you have to take a step back from, solving the problem and really get them connected to what the problems or the issues are. So make sure that that you understand what it is that you need to accomplish and what is going to be the best result in terms of encouraging people to purchase your product, service, program, or whatever it is that you're offering. All right, checking back out. In fact, let me pop out to email real quick here. And looking for email messages coming in. Also checking back out on the Facebook page. And one final thing I'll ask you to post out there before we wrap up today. If you would like to create a web page, basically an opt-in form or an opt-in page where people can go out and request an appointment with you, I would encourage you to post that out in the Facebook group and post a time frame for that. Now, if you're not very tech savvy, then it might take you a while to implement this strategy, so you might want to set it for maybe 90 days. If you're pretty good with technology and you might have some of the proper tools in place, then you might want to focus on getting it done within 60 days. If you were just like a super savvy technology person and you can create lead capture pages and opt-in forms quickly and easily, then you might want to try to set it for 30 days. But I encourage you, if you like this idea, if you've realized the value in setting appointments with your potential customers and being on them, and you think this might be a great way for you to get appointments, then I encourage you to make a commitment now as to when you want to get that completed by and post that out in the Facebook group. All right, one final request would be to share your biggest takeaway. What was the biggest takeaway that you got from the call today? Go ahead and post that out in the Facebook group. And I'm doing another check out there, and I don't see any other posts. So keep them coming. And it looks like we're about five shy from reaching our goal for today. So go out there and post a message now. Let me know if you want to create an opt-in page, or and also go ahead and share your biggest takeaway. Any final thoughts? Any final questions? Everybody seems tapped out. Roy says five shy from the goal. let's see. I do see a message from Judy. Oh, it looks like we got a couple more. Real says, "Yep, I want to create one. Great job." Let's see. And let's see. Real says three to go. So Real, when do you want to get yours done by? How quickly do you want to get that implemented? Roy says, biggest takeaway is the idea of naming an appointment session. Good. Yeah, that might be a good notice because, you know, sometimes you probably have heard these before and you might not have just even connected with the value of that. By the way, while you're in the Facebook group, I do encourage you to go out and click on the like button on each other's posts. That creates some feedback for what people are sharing in the group. So maybe take a couple minutes here at the end and go through and just like some of the posts that are out there. And, Real says now. He wants to get his done now. All right. Well, if you've never done a lead capture page, then you've got some work to accomplish there. In terms of being able to do that. But, you know, just start off by writing the copy. You know, what are the words that you want to have on the page? And then figure out the technology pieces. Real says, welcome, Roy Rasmussen. CJ says, mine is to establish as an opt-in. Good. So CJ wants to create an opt-in page. Great job. Roy says, the idea of multiple appointment sessions is good too. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that idea just struck me as valuable, and that's why I've implemented over the years. I've come up with different sessions. So every time I have something new to offer, I come up with a different appointment strategy session. And recently I sent out an email, and I offered a Google Hangout session. So I had a bunch of people contacting me, and I set appointments out of that. So, you know, it's just a matter of coming up with an idea about what you can do on those. Real says, might have one, but have to talk with a sponsor. Okay, so that sounds like for your business, you might already have one set up. So great job. All right, we are at the top of the hour now, so we reached our goal. We hit 40. Great job. I want to thank you for being on the call today. Hopefully you got a lot of great ideas. I encourage you to take action and implement them, and then come back next week. We've got another great topic next week. So have a great week, and God bless.